hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will in it. Yet this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. And be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on God's great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Yes, we do. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, we have the victory. We have the victory. We have the victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine, peace is mine, peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, peace today is mine. Oh, hope is mine, hope is mine, hope today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause hope today is mine. Oh, love is mine, love is mine, love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, love today is mine. Deliverance is mine, deliverance is mine, deliverance today is mine. Hallelujah. I told Satan, get thee behind, deliverance today is mine. Oh, salvation is mine, salvation is mine, salvation today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, salvation today is mine. Oh, joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, joy today is mine. Healing is mine, healing is mine, healing today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, healing today is mine. Unity is mine, unity is mine, unity today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause unity today is mine. Oh, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. I told Satan, get thee behind. I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is ours. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give God the praise, because we go to God in prayer. Woo, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we woke up in victory. Hallelujah. We thank you that we woke up in victory over our finances, victory over the virus, victory over sickness, victory over lack, victory over debt, victory over any anger, victory over fear, victory over anxiousness, victory over doubt. God, we woke up with victory this morning, and we thank you because you have blessed us and you have kept us. You allow for us to come into this another day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in. God, we won't complain about anything. We won't murmur about anything. We won't grumble about anything because our trust and our hope is in you, God. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in each of our lives here on earth as it is in heaven, God. We thank you for the master's call, and we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the TMC leadership team. We thank you for each and every single caller, those who set their name out and those who didn't, God. We thank you for all that are here, all that will listen later, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Artist Life, for the Diaz de Leon family, for every single other business that is represented here under the sound of my voice, God. We ask that you would increase in the name of Jesus, Father, that we will go out and be ministers in the marketplace, oh God, that we will be the change that the world is waiting to see, because the change starts with each and every single one of us, God. And so we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless the speaker as they would come forth, that our ears, our hearts, and our spirits will be open to hear what you say, oh God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. But today we go out in victory, knowing that greater is he who is in us, hallelujah, than he who is in the world, God. So these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Honorable Cynthia Cox, take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. You got joy this morning. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Thank you for greeting us this morning. And also, you was our praise and worship. We so thank you so much for starting us off this day with this powerful, powerful prayer. We are so grateful this morning. I'm just shouting here in my place. God is good. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I just want to let me share a little bit about our call this morning. I am so blessed. In October 2010, two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. Hallelujah. We stand on the scripture, Psalm 88 and 13, but do you have cried out of the Lord? In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement, yes, we have a mission statement, to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We have a website that you can just 24/7, whenever you get up, you want to just say, I want to listen to a word. Wow, we have it for you. The website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All our messages have been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our speakers. The theme for 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic, subtly, holy standards are being established and supernatural revealed. Amen. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, as a greeter to Minister Tiffany, as a host, as yours truly, share a word with the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Submit your information and info at the mastercall.net. If it's the mastercall.net, sorry. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journal, Minister Rare, will contact you. On Friday, we have a treat, so you can stay over and you can give your prayer request live. So we're so thankful for that. Well, the phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy And I will say, Walter, and you also can share with anyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving valuable information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number 294617 pound. 294617 pound. If you service as T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a bypass number. You call first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. So you will not be charged for the call. Today is Monday, Inspiration Monday. So we have our one of our co-founders will be doing hosting and doing the speaker this morning. So we were looking forward to that. So if everybody plug in, but after this call, you plug in. And also, we want you also, please go out and check out our Facebook and WhatsApp app. Keep in touch with your business. And also, we want to share with each and everyone come at this time. We also want to say to you, please, everyone, just stay focused on what we are doing, because it's so important now that we help other individuals that's having health challenges right now. We thank God and we praise God for everybody. So let me just, I want to stop right now because we have a speaker that needs no introduction, but I'm going to have to just do a few things on her. She is one of our co-founders. Well, her name is Dr. P.K. Robinson. We are so honored to be here with her. She is she's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She also is retired chaplain of the United States Army. Dr. P.K. Roberts has 2 adult children, 5 grandchildren that she loves to life. She's also alumna of Icahn State University. Dr. P.K. is a person that I just love her. She really is really on fire for the Lord. She does help everybody that she comes in contact with. So I want to also thank all of the guests that came on board. I'm sure she was really, me and her both, we had a contest. I'm so grateful for that we shared with others to bring everyone to this call, because right now we need God more than ever. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others none other than a friend and loved one I love so dearly, Dr. PK. Are you out there?
I am right here, Honorable Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Take it away.
I think I may have finally, after all these years, I think maybe I have 2 or 3 more people than you brought in this morning, I think. I love you, Honorable Cynthia Cox. What can I say about Minister Tiffany Lauderdale all the way there in California, getting up at 4:30 to make sure that she's here? And I may have taken a few moments from her, but I know she gets up early. When I was in California, Lord have mercy, I fought to get up. But she's been doing that with us consistently for 10 years. God bless his faithfulness. And to all of my dear friends' voices I heard out there this morning, I heard you. I heard your cities. I know your voices, some of you. I thank God for you. I heard you, Christy, Lisa. I heard you, Dee. I heard you guys. Thank you for being here this morning. I'm believing God has a word for you. I'm so excited down to my toenails this morning. Yes, I am. I am really, really excited. I heard my friend there, Pastor Everett Thomas, come on. I am so grateful that God brought you into our lives and on this TMC call years ago, and you have been so faithful in coming and preaching and ministering not only here but over on the Artist Memorial Call. Thank you for a momentum call. Thank you so, so very much. Pastor Vanessa, I love and love, love, love you. What can I say about you, woman of God, who have been the glue to keep this call together? as we are preparing to get right into the Word of God this morning so that we can get, I want to give you three main points of why you are fasting, why fast this morning. Because somebody said to me, if it get the why down, the how is going to come. Our subject for this week and it will be for probably the next month is the clarion call of prayer and fasting. God is making a clarion call, and this is the sound of his call. The sound of the call that was made with the ram's horn, the shofar. God is calling us to a time of understanding the importance of prayer and fasting. Now, you all, there is a definite difference between prayer and a promise. I've been doing this a long time. There's a difference in our bargaining with God. And you know that bargaining with God becomes easy when we find ourselves in a desperate valley. God, I would do this if you would just please give me that. God, give me that job, and I promise you that I won't only pay 10%, but I'll pay 30% of my income, God. Ah, yes, I tithe. If you just bless me and bless my business right now, bless me with these three people. They say I need three. If I just had three, I'm going to be free. If I just get three, God, just give me the three. Lord, have mercy. Give them to me. Lord. And I promise, I'm going to take my business, and I'm just going to bless you with the God. I promise. God, give me that man or woman. Just give me. Ooh, he's so fine. She is just a ooh-hoo. And ooh, if you just do that for me, I promise that every week we going to go to church. We going to go to church every Sunday, get into Bible study. God, if you just do it. I want you to know that is not a prayer that really, oh, and I forgot those who just fall out and just cry. Ooh, 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 God, come on. If you just let my loved one live, Lord, I know that one real good. I want you to know that crying does not move God. The thing that moves God is when we stand and command, oh, I know. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. When you know what he has promised you in his word and you stand on his word and you say, God, you promised me. Yes, yes, yes. You told me in your word that you would never leave me nor forsake me. You told me that, oh, God, over in Psalms, you've never seen the righteous forsaken, not begging bread. God, you told me, I stand on your word and I stand on your promises. That's all about promises. That's all about the prayer. I want you to understand that there is a way to pray a prayer with power. I want you to know also who you're praying to. You're praying to an almighty, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipotent God. You're praying to a God whom you can really talk to and question. I know that many of you have been taught that you never question God in your prayer life. But I'm here to tell you that because God is strong enough to take your little old head. Yeah. God, why did this happen? Help me to get clear my why. If I can't go to the one who is the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega, who sees the beginning and the ending of the parade at the same time while I'm standing here at the very middle of the parade and wondering what is coming and what the end is going to be like. God, I'm calling on you to come and speak to me, for I cannot see. I don't understand. God is a God you can come and talk to. Have you ever prayed a prayer that was really out of the alignment of God's purpose for you and purpose for your life? The old saints used to sing, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Not my way, Lord, but your way be done. You are the all-knowing God, and I thank you, God. I thank you, and I praise you, because you are God who will hear and answer my prayer. You know, there are so many prayers that I have prayed as I look back over my life, and I said, God, thank you that you didn't answer that prayer. I would be in a mess had you answered that prayer. Thank you, Lord, you didn't give me Johnny Cole. I did pray for him, but you didn't give him to me. I didn't need him. Thank you, God. I would have been a widow for real at the age of 22. That's when Johnny Cole got killed. But I thought I needed Johnny Cole when I was, I used to save a seat for him on the bus. Johnny Cole never looked my way. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. The best way to pray, when you get up in the morning, you need some direction, let me give you one. Anoint your head with oil and say, God, touch me and help me right now so that I will know what to pray. Give me the mind of Christ so that I will understand your perfect will for my life. Thank you, Lord, for doing just that. And now as we enter into the eighth day of our 40-day fast, I'm going to venture into talking to you just a little bit about one of the 10 fasts that we have found in the Bible. And it is the Daniel fast. And why have I chosen this one? Because the Daniel fast is the fast that is the easiest or the simplest of all of them that are in the Bible. And the Daniel fast, as we have studied it, it absolutely gives us benefits that I can share with you very easy and simply. And I want you to read that first chapter of Daniel, and it's in the Old Testament, for those of you who don't know, and it will give you what I'm going to be talking about here real quickly. The scripture that I would come from is Daniel 1, 6 through 10. Please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us pulse, that is vegetables, to eat, and water, not soda, to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you. Then at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and healthier than all the young men who ate a portion of the king's delicacies, his cakes and pies, and all of his meats. As for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom. Not only did they look better, they could think better. And so therefore, this morning, let me just give you right quickly four benefits of fasting on the spiritual realm. And number one, fasting can bring you closer to God. Draw me nearer, Lord, nearer, precious Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. I want to be close to you, Lord. Where you are is where I want to be. This is a way for you to get there. Fasting can make you more sensitive to God's voice. When you fast, you become clearer. For some reason, I mean, you absolutely get to know the voice of God in a way that you won't if you don't fast. Fasting helps to break addictions, addictions which are not of God. I know that some of you think that you can take a drink every now and then, but many of you don't even know that you have an alcoholic gene that you are tripping when you are out there trying to nip. You need to put it down and come and be clean before the Lord. That's not the only addiction. There are all kinds of addictions that you have that you really need to bring before God. Some of you are technologically addicted. Some of you are just absolutely addicted to food. Some you identify your addiction. I don't have to tell you. Number four, fasting shows us our weaknesses and allows us to rely on God's strength. Yes, we all are weak because we are in this flesh. When we tell this flesh what flesh must do, flesh will stand up and tell you what it is going to do. Flesh will tell you you are going to eat. You're going to smoke that cigarette. You're going to do what flesh say do. But when you are fasting, you say, God, give me strength to put this flesh under subjection. God, I'm going to feed my spirit and not the flesh. I'm going to affirm you. What will affirmations do? Oh, let me finish that part here. It is believed, you all, that fasting is the body's ability to heal itself. Fasting activates the healer within us. Fasting puts us in a place of victory, will usher us right there. Now, here are some emotional benefits of fasting. I'm going to give you three of those. How do we get these, Dr. PK? Well, I want you to make your affirmations daily so that you can get your emotions in place. Fasting helps support healthy emotions. Fasting clears your mind of negative thoughts. When you think you cannot, know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When you think that you have a good plan as to why you can't do a thing, God will give you an escape as to why you and what you can do with his help. Fasting will absolutely clear your mind of negative thinking. Fasting can bring you peace that surpasses all understanding. Fasting gives you a peace of mind. Oh, yes, I'm loving this. And finally, I'm going to give you these physical benefits of fasting. I've given you spiritual, emotional, and now I'm going to give you the spiritual benefits. Why? If you know your why for doing a thing, somebody say, your why should be so strong that it'll make you cry. I say, yes, crying won't get you there. But if you get up and ask God for some wind beneath your wings, flying will get you there. So know your why so that you can cry and fly, all right? Fasting helps break addictions to junk food, drinking and smoking. That's physical benefit. We need it, don't we? Fasting supports the body's detoxification system. You need to detox yourself. Uh-huh. Detox. We need to detox. We have one of the greatest detox systems in our artist business that you can ever use. Fasting promotes healthy weight loss. No, I don't want you to fast just to lose weight, but I want you to know that that's one of the serendipity blessings of fasting. Fasting promotes healthy energy levels. After you get over a certain amount of days, it's different for each person. You may be sluggish on the third or fourth day. You may feel, most of us did that Daniel fast. Now we're getting ready to do some serious fasting because we're going into our liquid fast. Uh-huh. All right. It promotes healthy energy levels. You're going to get energy and you wonder, why am I still up? Why am I moving? Why? Because your body is being released of all of that toxins that was holding you down anyway. Fasting supports healthy aging, healthy skin, and a glowing complexion. That doesn't happen overnight. Now you're learning that fasting is not just something that we are doing here in January, but it is something that we are going to continue to do. Fasting promotes health and memory, focus and consecration. I'm looking at the clock and I got to get on up out of here. Fasting reduces stress. God knows we need some stress reduction right now. Fasting supports the cardiovascular health system. It promotes healthy digestion and elimination. You're going to see that, oh God, that's a whole nother subject all by itself. It promotes healthy immune system and hormonal system. I'm here to tell you that fasting is a royal road to healing for anyone who agrees to decide to live a fasted and prayer lifestyle. Prayer and fasting will absolutely change your life. I know that I'm not finished. That's why we have the rest of the month to get all of this out. Will you come, Minister Cynthia, and close us out?
Thank you so much for that on-time word, fasting. Hallelujah. That's what I'm doing. I'm with you, Dr. P. Okay, I'm fasting. So we thank you so much for that profound word. And I would ask you to come back and close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humbly this morning, giving you thanks for this year. We thank you and love you, and thank you for the strength. We thank you, God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts sharing with us this morning. Hollywood, fasting and praying is going to help us. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. Father God, we give fasting. This is my thing that we love if we all come together in agreement and fast this month. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning. We want to fill her up, Lord, on an overflow of blessings. Because she says what else, Lord, that we all need to do. Lord, we come before you. Thank you. We thank you again and again. We thank you, Dr. P.K., for that on-time word. We get honored for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for renewing us and the Lord and keeping us focused on you. Keep us focused. And, Lord, more importantly, thank you for that. Hallelujah, fasting and praying. We lift up every prayer warrior, guest, new guest that joined us here on the and the artist reps this morning. We thank you for joining us. God, pray for every Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life worldwide and keeping the staff lifted also that they may help us to move our products. We pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Owen, Mother Scott, and Mother Francis, man, for their health and strength. Keep them, Lord, lifted. Pray for every frontline worker and their families, Lord. We pray for them this morning. We pray for everyone that's been touched by COVID, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift them up this morning. Touch them. Pray for them. Go by, Lord, the nursing home, the hospital, anyone that's incarcerated. Pray for them this morning. For every bereaved family. You know them name by name. Lord, they need you this morning. Give them comfort like never before. God, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. Lord, I just said, well, I want to say, I know you want to hear this powerful message. And we're going to share the prayer block number with you. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677#. This morning, right now, we want to also share with you the new morning verification call. We'll be right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617#. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and also praise and worship, and open us up with that powerful, powerful prayer. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that powerful message. Fast, will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this place, remind us, God,
that fasting will absolutely give us a transformation of body, mind, and spirit. This is our prayer in Jesus' name as we go forth to accomplish the mission that you set before us. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, everybody. Know that I love you. Bye-bye.